Well, Coach, a good one tonight. Overall, I mean, wasn't often the prettiest game at times, but then again, you know, you got to take it into consideration. First game of the year, a lot of these guys are having those first game jitters, but overall, I'm sure you're just happy to come away with the first win of the season.
Absolutely. It was a grind-out win. It could have went the other way on us. You know, I felt like Cumberland, hats off to them, I felt like they played really well. Kids competed really hard. And there was a point there in the second quarter where we were down 7, and I told the kids our goal going into halftime was to get it to 4, to chip away at 4. And we went on a 10-2 run to actually take the lead into the break, and I thought that was a really big momentum swing for us.
There are two plays that I really thought changed momentum. One of them was at the end of the first quarter when, like you said, you guys were down by, I think it was 7 at that point again, but Quentin had a nice little dump down to Lucas, and then right away, another steal, dump down to Carter. I thought that was a really good momentum swing going into the second quarter. Then, like you said, down 7 once again in the second, and again another dump down, and Lucas Bowers just had a huge dunk that really needed every inch of his height and showed off his leaping ability. And I just thought once you were able to kind of get that play going, it seemed like everyone's confidence just continued to grow.
Absolutely. It was one of those games where I felt like we had to change the tempo a little bit. You know, it's the first game. I felt like our offense wasn't very good just as far as running offense. The ball didn't have a lot of energy. We didn't move it real well. But once we picked up and started to kind of speed them up a little bit, we got some easy baskets, and it helped us get in the rhythm.
I thought, too, like you said, your defense really translated into your offense. Isaac Sagg and Quentin Stonball, they all just did such a good job of playing tight in-your-face defense. And when those two guys get on a fast break, not many players in the area are going to be able to keep up with them.
Yeah, I thought we competed really well in the perimeter. Definitely. We got into the ball. We could have played a little smarter at times. Sometimes we got overextended and ended up getting beat off the dribble there. And I don't know how many times we went under a dribble handoff on their guys that like to shoot that 3 off the bounce. So, you know, just some little stuff like that we could clean up and do a better job of. But just really proud of the kids. It's a tough game here on the road, and proud of the way that we finished it off and got the dub.
It feels weird, too, saying this with several sophomores that you had in and several juniors that you had coming in, but this is a team that is really experienced in terms of the varsity time they got last year, and I thought at times that experience was able to really show, and their team chemistry was able to show as well.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I told the kids this just now in the locker room. I've never been a part of a team that is so deep. So I know that we played 9 guys tonight. But, you know, it wasn't like the first 5 guys dominated all the minutes. You know, kind of the game situation and what we needed kind of dictated, you know, what guys played or what guys finished the game. So it's just one of those things where you know, we're a team, and some nights, you know, you might play 18 minutes, some nights you might play 8, you know, just depending on the situation. It's just getting our kids to buy into that, and, you know, it certainly helps whenever you win to buy into that. But, you know, we're playing on Friday night with a chance to make the championship game, and that was really what we came here to do, was to start off with a win. Just really proud of the kids.
You talk about the depth of this team, and I think when you look at the balance of scoring, it really just shows that depth, because Andrew Casey stepped up big in the second half with several threes. Lucas Bowers had a nice guy the entire time. Stonball had all 7 of his points in the first half, but he still did a good job of just running the offense and controlling defense. And Wade Brandon was just Wade Brandon in terms of his consistency and, for the most part, his decision-making. And anytime you can have multiple guys who are putting the ball in the basket, like you said, it gives you just a ton of confidence, I bet.
Yeah, a lot of guys contributed, right? I mean, Brenton hit a big 3 for us there late. Carter Robbins did really good stuff for us, passing and decision-making. Hit a big 3 early whenever we were kind of really fighting it on offense. You mentioned Lucas Bowers. Andrew Casey had a fantastic game, 5, 6. He had 8 rebounds along with his 14 points. So he was really good. I don't know. I love the makeup of this team. It's just one of those things where our guys just have to buy into, you know, some nights it's going to be your night and some nights it's not. Connor DePew is another guy. I didn't mention his name. He had a couple really big offensive rebounds for us, had a putback there. and then he had the last defensive rebound of the game to kind of seal it. So, you know, a lot of guys, we just keep coming and coming, and we're just, you know, really trying to, you know, push that team and togetherness, and just hoping the kids buy into that, and it continues on.
You talk about rebounding, and especially whenever their tall starter is 6'7", and your tall starter is 6'2", 6'3", on a good day. I thought just the way that you guys were able to fight for the rebound and didn't let him have his way was a big difference maker.
The second half was much better. The second half was much better. You know, and Lucas, he neutralized the big a little more there in the second half, and we kind of extended his minutes. But kids just did a great job.
Like you said, for the first time, and since you guys have been in this tournament, you have a chance to play for the championship going up against a really good 1A school in Dietrich, and you saw them tonight, how well they played, and, you know, it's a veteran team and a team that's really – a team that is going to be a dogfight from the tip.
Yeah, tough matchup for sure. You know, we played them last year. They have tons of experience and really kind of have the two guards along with Westendorf, you know, that really kind of carry the load for them. So it will definitely be a challenge for us, but it's one that we're looking forward to, and we're glad to be still playing the late game on Friday night.